someone tells you that you can't or shouldn't try something, how do you respond? Well, some people fold even though they're holding a full house. Others turn what those against them think is a pair of deuces into a royal flush. It's all about goals, desires, self-respect. When it's absent, life's going to be pretty empty. When you have it, nothing's going to hold you back. If you want to attain it, I think my next guest is the go-to guide to discover how to cultivate these qualities from within yourself. He shares his life of challenges, desires, successes with reality and fun along the way, and a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, too, especially if you're a heavy metal and pro wrestling fan. You know him as one of the top talents in the world of pro wrestling, where he's a multiple-time champion as a lead singer for the heavy metal band Fozzy. His latest album is Judas. He's also a three-time New York Times best-selling author. Latest book, No is a Four-Letter Word, How I Failed Spelling but Succeeded in Life, Chris Jericho. How you doing, Chris?
Wow, it was quite an intro, man. I have to just have you follow me around everywhere I go and say that before I enter a room.
Oh, then you'd have me arrested for stalking, though.
I'd have to feed you, too, and pay you. So it's a good idea in theory.
And Chris's website, Chris Hyphen, which means someone beat him to the regular website, Jericho.com, and we have a link over to our website. So tell me what your mission was with No is a Four-Letter Word. What were you looking to do?
Well, like you mentioned, I have three previous autobiographies, and all of them have been New York Times bestsellers. All of them have been very successful because I write in a certain way, in a certain style. But also all those books came within a 10-year period, actually not even about a 7-year period. So I was like, I love writing books and people love to read them, but do I really want to write another tried-and-true autobiography? I mean, it's four autobiographies for a guy that's 46-year-old, a little bit overkill. And in a way, maybe, but in a different way, no, because I've had so many different experiences and stories. But I thought that could do an interesting twist, because the one thing that all my books are based around are my music career and my wrestling career, which are the two things I wanted to do when I was a kid. And I get asked all the time, how did you do both of these things? And how did you make both of these things happen? And how can you make it happen? And I just thought, well, maybe this is a good time to do kind of more of a motivational book, a self-help book, and kind of create 20 reasons / principles of things that I learned that helped me to achieve the goals that I've achieved.
Really?
And all of these principles come from different places and different people that I've met over the years. So that's kind of was the outline and the skeleton for the book.
And it really is a good book, too, not just the collection of stories, which are great on their own, but to throw it together to help people realize what they have within themselves to get themselves into what they need to be or where they should be. Chris is also going to be at Bookends at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, on Wednesday, August 30th at 6 p.m. to do a talk and a signing. And unlike most authors who are kind of stingy, Chris will sign his book, which you have to buy at Bookends, by the way, in case you don't know that. And if you got a piece of wrestling memorabilia, he'll sign that as well for you. So it just shows how cool of a guy he is. The stories, too, bring lessons about you, because people think because they see you on stage, your various stages, where, you know, depending on what you're doing, as this real outgoing, forceful, strong personality. Yet you reveal in your book that you were sitting right next to Michael J. Fox, and you couldn't even say hi to him.
You know, I still am a fan, and like you mentioned, the whole Michael J. Fox thing, that was, at a Clive Davis Grammy party that I happened to be there with Paul Stanley sitting at a table with Gene Simmons and Sammy Hager and Alice Cooper and Seth Gordon and all these show business legends, and I'm part of the team on that side of the coin, and I look right over, Michael J. Fox is sitting there, and I don't really know how to say or what to do or how to approach him, but that's because, you know, as a fan as well, I'm also a guy that has millions of fans. What do you really do? Like, hey, buddy, how are you? Just wanted to say hi. I guess I could say that, but I also believe in the respect of giving people their space. And, you know, you still deal with that. I mean, you have a lot of great people that follow me and a lot of great people that believe in what I do. But it's still a little awkward sometimes when people really don't know what to say and kind of get that. You know, it's my job to make people feel comfortable. And in that case, I was like, I think Mike just wants to be left alone, so I'll leave him alone.
Well, I hit a couple of the principles that really struck me as a reader, and I'm not going to go through all of them because we want people to buy a book, especially over at Bookends at Ridgewood on the 30th. But I want to start with the Vince McMahon principle, because knowing a bit about Vince as well, a lot of people don't know this. He was, when I first WrestleMania, he was all in. If that bombed, that was going to be the end. And I always thought that's where he got his work ethic from, because he almost lost it all. And he never wanted to have that happen again. And when I say work ethic, I think Vince is probably the textbook as far as work ethic is concerned.
Well, yeah, that principle, the Vince McMahon principle, is work and work even harder. I work hard and work harder after that type of thing, because the guy does work very, very hard. And if you want to achieve something and want to make something happen, it's not a half-assed effort. It's 100% working as much as you can for as long as you can, and making sacrifices to make things work. So, and what I'll do within each principle is I'll go back and tell stories from my career that fit that, you know. The Keith Richards principle was, aka the meeting Keith Richards principle. And that's the motto of that story is, instead of looking for reasons on why something shouldn't happen, look for ways that it can happen, because I had the opportunity to meet Keith Richards in New York City, and I had a show that night, and there was traffic, and there was all these issues as to why it might not happen, but I focused on the reasons why it could happen and got a great story out of it. So everything that is in the book is tied around these principles, with illustrations, autobiographical stories of things that happened along those lines.
What's the biggest hit to shake off? When someone cuts you down with some sort of negativity or hostility, or when someone laughs at you when you tell them, well, here's what I want to do, or here's what I'd like to do?
I mean, those are all early day stuff, you know, with people laughing when you told them what you wanted to do. But I think something that I deal with in this one as well is the America's Funniest Home Videos principle. And that's a principle where I was up for the guest host. I'm sorry, up for being the host of the show when Tom Bergeron was quitting a few years ago, and getting it all the way to, you know, me and one other guy, and me not getting the gig. And after a year and a half of basically planning and working and figuring out how to do it, and not getting the gig was a crushing moment. And then learning how to deal with it. You know, life isn't based around your failures; it's based around your successes. So it took a while to shrug that off, and it was interesting to write about it, because it's a part of the book that's not very funny, or, you know, I don't even know if it paints me in an honorable way. It just paints me as a guy who was really disappointed and emotionally crushed when I didn't get this gig that I was convinced I was going to get. But that's part of life as well. So it was interesting to write about that. I think people will, you know, when you hear of all the things that Jericho does, you think, wow, he can do no wrong, and, you know, everything he does touches the gold. But not everything does, and sometimes I don't even get the gigs that I'm trying to get, and that can lead you down a depressed road. But that's also something you have to kind of get over and you know, make a negative into a positive. That's another aspect of the book that I think is important for people that are reading it.
Dr. Chris Jericho, his new book, No is a Four-Letter Word, How I Failed Spelling But Succeeded in Life, chris-jericho.com, and Chris will be at Bookends at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, coming up on Wednesday, August 30th. At 6 p.m., he'll sign your book, he'll sign a piece of memorabilia, and you get some great stories above and beyond, no doubt what is in. No, it was a four-letter word. I love the Shep Gordon principle, because it really is true that unless you understand, especially in certain businesses, not just show business, but in the business world, in the corporate world too, you never know who's watching and looking for that next big protege, star, call it whatever you want to. And that's so many people wind up slamming the doors on themselves by the way they carry themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to call it no as a four-letter word, because no is a very evil word in the English language, because a lot of people hear no and that's it, you're done. And you have to kind of work yourself up into not taking no for an answer. And I'm not talking personally from a guy or a girl about something. I'm talking about business-wise. You know, I'm talking about, you know, when you're living your life, traveling and all those sort of things, you have to stand up for yourself, because people will say no, end of story. Well, can I speak to your manager? Or can I delve further into this? And a lot of times you realize no is just basically a knee-jerk response if somebody doesn't know how to do something. And there's quite a few stories in this book of where people said no, or people said it's not going to happen, or people said, you know, it's too late to get it done. And it ends up getting done very chaotically at times, but it still gets done. And that's when you realize that, you know, if you accept defeat before even giving it a fight, that's a big problem. And that's why I said no is a four-letter word, because it is. It's basically a cuss word. It's a bad word in the English language that's thrown around far too often and accepted even more often.
And really, what I think you do, too, with no is a four-letter word, how I failed spelling but succeeded in life, you take those challenges that people look at as mountains, and you help them understand how they're really hurdles that if you take a running start, you can get over them. It's just, I guess, a matter of inner vision versus outer reality. No is a four-letter word, how I failed spelling but succeeded in life. Chris is at Bookends, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, Wednesday, August 30th at 6 p.m. Chris-Jericho.com, the website. Chris, thanks a lot for being here.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.